can't, well, they can't pay the bills. They can't pay the rent. When we come back, I'm going to let you hear one major player on Capitol Hill, Marco Rubio, the senator from Florida, because they're talking now about re-upping the PPP program. And I think that's great. But I'm going to tell you, there are people that need, if not a $1,200 check, maybe a $600 check. And they've got to have it. And yet Congress is ready to go home, and there's something wrong about that. There's something just woefully wrong about that. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. By the way, I'm going to open up our phone lines right now. How do we make our government do what we want it to do? We had a chance in November to vote people out of office, and we voted a lot of Democrats out of office. Republicans did okay, other than the presidential election. How do we make the government do what we want? I've always said, government, you know, the way it should work, government wants to do what you want it to do, but they have to know what it is you want. But I'm going to amend that, because now I think they know what Americans want, and yet they just refuse to give it to them. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. If you're a first-time caller, let Gentleman Jim know, and he'll whisper it to me, and I'll blab it to everybody. We'll give you a little more love. We'll move you up in line. 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Walsh. Stay where you are on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Well, at 3:31, as we check out our traffic cams, if you're on the Southern Beltway there, you're probably wishing you were on a surface street. 215 westbound at Valley Verde, you are bumper-to-bumper there on the freeway. Also on the other side, 215 eastbound at Green Valley, very slow through that corridor on both sides of the freeway. Heavy volumes through the Spaghetti Bowl right now. Interstate 15 northbound at the 95 interchange. 515 eastbound at Main. You're crawling along through there. Also look for the congestion because of the lane restrictions in North Las Vegas, and they're going to clean that up in the next few weeks. 15 northbound at Cheyenne, 15 south at Craig, and you'll tap the brakes there. 515 eastbound at Charleston.
UMail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. UNLV football looking for their first win of the season as they take on Hawaii tomorrow. It is the regular season finale. Now, there's no requirement this year in terms of wins to get into a bowl game, but you would have a hard time believing that a no-win or one-win UNLV team would end up in a bowl game this year. So this looks like their only opportunity to come up with a victory. The rest of the schedule in Mountain West football, Nevada and San Jose State playing tonight at Sam Boyd Stadium. And then tomorrow, it'll be Fresno State and New Mexico playing at Sam Boyd Stadium. Also, a non-league game between San Diego State and number 18 BYU, Boise State at Wyoming, Utah State at Colorado State. This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Sales are rising quickly, but without another lead baker, Dale's Bakery is going to feel the heat.
Hey, you're baking alone today. I have to handle this order for the restaurant down the street.
Cool, but who's going to handle the pastries?
He needs to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply.
Uh-oh. You have an ugly, embarrassing fungus on your toes and don't know what to do. You've tried topical medications and they simply didn't work. You're fearful of the doctor's knife, painful laser treatments, and don't want any part of sulfur-containing oral drugs. Well, Bye-Bye Fungus is your answer for fast, safe, and effective treatment of awful fungal infections. Bye-Bye Fungus is based upon advanced technology that utilizes a patented combination of isoamylactone and jojoba oil. No other topical product includes this patented combination of ingredients, which work together to quickly eradicate the fungus. Bye-Bye Fungus is as easy to apply as nail polish, and for a limited time, you can receive a 20% discount by calling 1-800-258-3635 and mentioning the Kevin Wall Show. That's 1-800-258-3635, or visit us at byebyefungus.com and enter the discount code WALL.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. It's Live and Local for a Friday. This hour brought to you by Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. If you've lost your employer-based insurance coverage, we were just talking about that with Howard Stutz down on the Strip, or if you're contemplating retirement, you need to talk with Blue Sky Insurance. And the consultation, believe it or not, is absolutely free. It won't cost you a dime. You can save tons of dough on your insurance. 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. That's Blue Sky Insurance. We were talking about how there are millions of Americans who are out of work. We were just talking about on the Blue Sky Insurance thing. That there are tons of people that have learned the end of December is the end of their health insurance. Their health benefits for them and their family. I mean, that's hard to believe, but it's happening again. Every month. At one point, it was 27 million people. I imagine that number has gone up. And companies are going under. You've got New York. State of New York has closed indoor dining. That means a lot of restaurants are going to close, some for good. Marco Rubio, senator from Florida, talked about re-upping the PPP program, which helps so many small businesses stay afloat. Here in Vegas, I know of businesses that have been saved by the PPP program. This was Marco Rubio earlier today, the senator from Florida. This is cut one, go.
The fact is, 70% of PPP loans, 70% of the actual individual loans went to small businesses that had 10 or less workers. The average business receiving a PPP loan at the end of the program had 13 workers. And 80% of all funds went to businesses with fewer than 200 employees, even though all businesses with 500 or fewer were eligible. Another example is related to fraud. We've learned a good deal about the need for inspection and oversight by the administering agencies. However, the evidence so far does not suggest a fraud rate in PPP that is higher than that of any of the other programs in the CARE Act. And the evidence suggests actually that PPP suffers from a lower risk of fraud, much lower risk than the EIDL program, which is an existing program. And one of the reasons for this success has been the fact that the banks and credit unions delivering PPP are still subject to federal anti-fraud regulation. And this public-private partnership, in combination with increased SBA and Treasury oversight, allowed us to strike an important balance of ensuring fraud protection while also distributing program funds in a timely manner. Another example is with respect to the equitable distribution of funds to small businesses owned by people of all backgrounds, all races, and ethnicities. As we explored in a hearing this past July, we've learned that the importance of community financial institutions like CDFIs and the technical assistance grants through agencies like the Minority Business Development Agency, though there was certainly a disparity at the program's beginning, the heroic work of community financial institutions such as these helped to overcome much of that. There was a survey completed by Goldman Sachs and found that by the conclusion of the program, 93% of black-owned small businesses applied for a PPP loan, and of those who applied, 95% received a PPP loan. According to the SBA's demographic survey data, minority-owned small businesses received a higher percentage of PPP loans than their relative share of business ownership in the U.S. Black and Hispanic-owned small businesses accounted for 7.8% of total small business. They account for 7.8% of total small businesses. So 7.8% of the small businesses in the country are owned by African-American or Hispanic. And yet, they successfully received 10.6% of the total PPP loans disbursed.
By the way, there is breaking news. The Supreme Court has denied the Republican lawsuit. This just in, the Supreme Court denying the Republican lawsuit. We'll tell you what it all means coming up in just a couple of minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay with us as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. The suspicion of voter fraud begins with sending mail-in ballots to everyone in the registration rolls, including dead people and people who moved out of Nevada long ago. It gets worse from there. The present system of ballot harvesting, inaccurate signature verification by computer, questionable voting machines, and easily hackable software for tabulating those totals opens the door for a very reasonable suspicion of voter fraud. With the technology we have today, we should have accurate registration rolls and a voting system so safe, secure, and auditable that it is totally above and beyond suspicion. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, QHALV.com, 3691321, QHALV.com, 3691321.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Hey, it's Pat Casale with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor our plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
For weeks now, you've heard me talking about the December 7th deadline for enrollment of your Medicare plan. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Well, the deadline has come and gone, but for some of you, there may be an opportunity to enroll in a plan until December 31st. To find out if you qualify for this late enrollment, call my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. If you're turning 65 in the next 4 months, you need to talk to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. If you've lost your employer-based coverage, maybe you're contemplating retirement, you need to speak with Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. And the consultation is absolutely free. It won't cost you a dime. I've been a client of Blue Sky Insurance for 3+ years. Their customer service has been absolutely incredible. They can do the same thing for you. Just call Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. 702-410-8020. Or check them out online at blueskylv.com.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Is this the end of the line for the Trump re-election campaign? The Supreme Court just minutes ago refused to let Texas challenge the election results in four battleground states, this may be the end of the line. We just don't know. According to the court in a very brief statement said in a brief statement, Texas has not demonstrated a judicially cognizable, I've never heard that word, but it's cognizable, interest in the manner in which another state conducts its elections. The justice's action clears the way for electors to meet on Monday to convene in 50 states and the District of Columbia, all but confirm that the president-elect Joe Biden will be the nation's 46th president. That's what we know right now. The other major piece of news that we've been following, and that is the continued efforts to approve a vaccine. The wheels are in motion. FedEx and others are gearing up, even as we speak, to begin shipment of this vaccine. And it's going to be interesting. You know, the major question, and Dr. Mark Siegel addresses this. This is cut number four. In fact, he was on with Sandra Smith this morning. How will the vaccine be widely accepted by the public? How do we sell this to the general public? Because right now, depending on the poll, either 50% or 70% are interested in taking the vaccine. But that leaves a lot of Americans who are going to be sitting on the sideline. Let's go to cut four real quick with Sandra Smith and Dr. Mark Siegel of Fox News Channel. How will this vaccine be widely accepted by the general public? Here it is.
Dr. Siegel, as we await the rollout, how confident are you that we have the capacity, that we have the public will to get largely vaccinated as a country?
I think we do. And I was very impressed with the press conference the other day, Sandra, about how FedEx is working together with the Army, with Pfizer, with Health and Human Services, with McKesson, all of that. But here's what I want our viewers to know, very important. Two reasons to get vaccinated. One, to protect you. One, to protect others around you and society. We have to understand as a country that we need to get vaccinated to stamp this out. You're not just protecting yourself. That's the first reason. But you're going to protect those around you to go towards what we call herd immunity. Herd immunity can only occur with most of the country getting vaccinated.
Final question, Dr. Siegel. I'm sure you probably have also thought a lot about how to make this easily accessible to people because they're more likely to go get it, whether it's having their employer say you can come to a certain floor in your building to get this on a certain day and time. I mean, what do you want to see so that this is wide-reaching fast?
So it's starting in major medical centers, right? So that's good. Pharmacies are getting involved. That's good. The pharmacy chains are getting involved. That may be easier with the Moderna vaccine, which doesn't have to be kept as cold, or the AstraZeneca vaccine when that comes out. But your point about employers, we're going to have to reach the point where you can get it on the job, where you can get it at schools. We're not there yet. That's going to be in the spring, Sandra. Okay.
We'll see. We'll see. I'm going to open up our phone lines right now. I was just thinking, what would I be saying to the president right now if I were his chief of staff or his counsel? What would I be saying to the president right now? Would I say it's time to fold up your tents? They failed in every judicial setting across America. They failed at the U.S. Supreme Court. Is it time to finally, if not concede, because I don't know that this president will ever concede. I don't think he'll ever pick up the phone and say, Joe Biden, congratulations, you won the election. I don't think he'll say that. Because he knows in his heart that this race was stolen. So I'll be honest with you, I don't know, but I want to find out from you what you think. Tell you what, let's go to Frank. Frank, you're up and you're on. Go right ahead.
I remember back when one silver spoon said vice president named Al Gore in a showing effort. And the silver spoon is key in how this media kept the amount of wealth he came from. His job in the Army was, he was an alleged reporter. He carried a pen. He didn't carry a rucksack or a rifle. He carried a pen and a notepad. That's what he did in the Army, as a lieutenant. And he had a tough job. He's had a tough life. I do give him his due for he didn't draft dodge like his boss.
Frank, keeping us on topic, if you recall, it was Al Gore that actually did concede and then had to pull back the concession.
And before that, this is real important to your listeners. Okay. And I told my friends, he was in a show when we, you know, because of the terrorists. We had to take our shoes off and all his luggage and everything. And I go, he doesn't take commercial flights. He doesn't take first class even. He has his own jets, people. Yeah. You don't see the media. I said, this is a farce.
Frank,
this is a joke.
Frank.
And
I'm glad you called, Frank.
Ahead, I'm sorry.
I got to run. I got to hit a break here. And also, we got to get to some other callers on topic. What would be your message to the president? The U.S. Supreme Court, there'll be details coming up at the top of the hour. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled against the president of the United States. And that's with three Trump appointees. And it could not win the day. Is it time to finally shut things down and get ready for a 46th president of the United States, Joe Biden? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up as we can. And by the way, you want to join us? Here's how you do it. 844, the number 2 Nevada, 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
Or on demand. Take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. There's a trend now to continue working in some capacity after retiring. Some make this decision for financial reasons, but others just want the outside stimulation and want to be engaged in the world. How can we make sure we're ready for a potential 30-plus year in retirement? For some insight, we turn to America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, that is important, and it can be done, can't it?
It sure can, Steve, but we have to start right now. We really need to start planning. And once we get a plan, then it's almost autopilot. We make very few changes or little tweaks, right? But we can get on the right plan. Once we get the right plan done, it's a lot easier. The worst thing to do is to wait for the day after retirement and then decide, oh, I need a retirement plan now. But let's start with what we call the total plan review. Let's look at everything you have right now. Let's make sure it's doing what it's supposed to do for what you want to have happen in the future. Way too many people I see have a collection of stocks, bonds, mutual funds, but there's no rhyme or reason. I say, why do you have this? Well, that's what my broker said. Well, your broker might be retired before you do. So we need to make sure that we have principal protection. We need to make sure we have a total plan, and we need to have a wealth checklist and wealth checkpoints and wealth appraisal. We need to look at where we are and what's going to happen. But Steve, more important than anything, we need to make sure that we have a total income plan and protected income. We call it income protection. We need to know what our income's going to be based on the lump sums we have. Sounds confusing, a lot easier when you see it in writing, and we do everything in writing, by the way, as we are a fiduciary planning firm. So the next 10 people who call, this is over $1,000 value, we're going to put together your very own income plan, total retirement plan, making sure that you are on the path to a total retirement that you cannot worry about. We're taking the worry out of living in retirement. Next 10 people, Steve.
That sounds great, Coach. Just call 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. 888-702-6932. Or simply text VEGAS to 21000. That's VEGAS to 21000.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered financial advisor.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children, for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We're still waiting for some sort of reaction from the White House to the Supreme Court decision. They have essentially turned down the president's campaign and the Texas lawsuit. So as much as I was looking forward to seeing Ted Cruz argue in front of the U.S. Supreme Court, and maybe they'd even allow that to be live, doesn't look like it's going to happen. And now the question is, and I'll leave this to you, what do you say to the president? Is there a point at which you have to essentially tell the president it's time to shut her down? Have we reached that juncture? Are there any other legal avenues? And even if you win at the Supreme Court level, do you have enough votes to overturn an election? Do you have enough votes to change those states? In this particular case, it was Georgia, it was Pennsylvania, it was Wisconsin, and it was Michigan. Did they have the numbers? Apparently the U.S. Supreme Court didn't think so, but they, in a very, very brief statement, ruled against the president and his campaign. The big question is, what does this mean? Is this the end of the line? And if you were counseling the president, you know, there is a point at which even people who are dedicated and loyal to a president have to weigh in and say, Mr. President, it's time to close her down. Now, I'm not sure whether that'll be a Rudy Giuliani that does that, but somebody close to the president will have to at some point weigh in. I'm not entirely sure what this is going to mean, but I will tell you this. It's going to be a crushing blow for the campaign, losing the battle, maybe not the war. I don't know. We'll talk about it. Coming up, Rico Waller. He'll give us the Northern Nevada perspective, as he does every Friday. Also, a little bit later on, Stavros Anthony. They're still counting, supposedly, in that District C Clark County Commission race. Stavros Anthony still trails by 10 votes over Ross Miller. Ross Miller is leading in that vote. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. Stay with us. Lots more to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. You're listening to AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought